Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're breaking down all the Cardi B and Offset drama. Lil Uzi Vert is feeling the Lil Uzi Hurt. 50 Cent is on the cover of Billboard and tells us about a shift in the industry. Beyonce drops a new line of Ivy Park and My Wallet is in shambles. And we take you into Bebe Rexha's epic album listening party. What up? Welcome to Billboard News. It's Thursday, February 9th. I'm Tetris Kelly, and we've got a new Billboard cover star. It's the one and only 50 Cent. He's a rapper, producer, actor, and entrepreneur. He can do it all, and he does it well.
I get the attention that I want from music culture when I want it. Like I said, I just went out and I did 45 countries, everywhere sold out. That is like, to me, I feel like I want to do something new and offer new music that I can integrate into everything else now. But I think I did it, what I wanted to do.
He's about to collaborate again with his friend Eminem and breaks down how he's one of the greats.
What's the difference between the projects and the trailer park? There ain't much difference, bro. And this is why culturally it makes sense that it get into the same things. And then when you're authentic and you actually come on that journey that way, bro, you could get whoever you think is the best, put them in the room with them. When I'm doing 13 million records, the Marshall Mathers LP is doing 23 million records. So I'm always clear that there's room for growth.
In our full interview with 50, he explains his come up and how the industry has changed. You can catch the full interview on Billboard.com. From one of the hottest male rappers to one of the hottest women in rap, Cardi B is all about taking up for her man, Offset. And from fighting with Quavo at the Grammys to a beef with Jay Prince, she's putting in work. After Quavo performed at the Grammys tributing Takeoff, ET released video of Offset and Quavo arguing backstage, with Cardi B chiming in.
Both of y'all wrong, both of y'all. This is not right. Y'all y'all
Enter Jay Prince, who has said Offset wasn't there for Takeoff. Offset didn't take it lightly.
Going on, y'all niggas speaking on my real brother. How dare one of y'all niggas speak on me and Tate relationship, nigga? I don't know you, nigga. I'm a can of paint.
Jay Prince posted a lengthy voice note to IG.
This clown Offset suffering from being a fake mother disease. He wanna play victim now, but he was a volunteer when he spoke threats about me and my family name in his mouth about what he gonna do.
After Offset said the claims are just fairy tales, Cardi B jumped in to say big lies. A lot to unpack here, but we love Cardi and Offset here at Billboard and wish them peace through all of this. Lil Uzi Vert took a tumble, and I'm gonna try to get through this one without laughing too hard. Lil Uzi Vert may be heading to the top of the charts, but he's also headed to the bottom of the pool. Lil Uzi Vert definitely knows how to turn up in the studio. But it's leaving the studio that seems to be the issue. Rapper Nav posted this security camera footage of Uzi trying to hop across his pool after finishing a recording session at his home studio. And Lil Uzi Vert goes Lil Uzi horizontal. Uzi seems to be all good, thank God, because we need him to keep doing that Just Wanna Rock dance. If you got your Renaissance tickets, can I have one? I mean, Beyonce dropped some new clothes and you can wear some to the show. Beyonce showed off her newest Ivy Park collection and it's giving. There is no rest for the Beehive. On Wednesday, Queen Bee gave fans a look at her newest Ivy Park collection, Park Trail, and posted a series of pics to Instagram wearing a royal purple three-piece set. The Break My Soul singer captioned the set, "My favorite drop to date. Check out the full Park Trail collection available February 9th. A world tour and now a new Ivy Park drop? Girl, just take my wallet. My PIN number is Items included camouflage motifs, puffer jackets, a fashionable take on hiking shoes, and more. Devin Aoki, Ice Spice, Offset and his son Cody Cephas were among the drop's models. I gotta give me that fit Offset is wearing. To see the collection in full, make sure you head to Billboard.com. One thing about Billboard News is we're gonna take you inside the music business. And that's what we did last night at Bebe Rexha's album listening party. So I just let it go, let it go. After being reminded her hit Meant to Be is now certified diamond, she received a new plaque commemorating I'm Good going platinum. And she told us about her new sound.
We did this deep dive into the 70s, but we also went into disco. We did all of our favorite things. So that's what this project is. The first song is called Heart Wants What It Wants.
And when it came time to preview her new album, she teased songs with Dolly Parton and told us she got Snoop Dogg involved that day.
He sent me a video today of him smoking a joint, not a joint, a blunt, sorry, at 7:25 in the morning. And he was like, yo, B, you got something in your inbox.
Oh yeah, that party was a vibe. And she even performed a new track that had her friend Rita Ora mesmerized.
It's really hard to like find girls in the industry that support each other.
I'm telling you, the album is full of bops. And her new single, Heart Wants What It Wants, is out on February 17th. That's today's show. Come back tomorrow where we explain Rihanna's halftime takeover. And I test people's Rihanna knowledge. This is Billboard News.